Father, we thank you today that we have this wonderful chance to be with who's watching. And we're with you in every way today to minister the love of the Lord to you, the hope of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the goodness of God. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I have a wonderful guest today with me, Pastor Larry Mitchell, who is our senior minister of Rose Ministries, Clear Vision Television.
Amen.
And we're gonna love you today and show you how to love from the center and to go forth neither poor nor feeble in your life. There's so many people struggling in their lives, going forth struggling, poor, feeble, healthy at one time, but not healthy now, or not believing they could ever be healthy. So we love you, and we praise the Lord for you. And Pastor Larry, pray us in while we're talking here.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, dear Lord, again for this day and the anointing that is in this place to remove every burden and to destroy every yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, again for the anointing on these lips of clay. Speak through our minds, speak through our lips, that these words come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces, and that signs, miracles, and wonders are revealed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, we're going to get right on into walking on air. God wants you to walk on air, not just stay in the boat and off of the water. That's a whole nother teaching. God wants you to walk on air. Walk on the air. So, honey, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the angels, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which are alive and remain should be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Okay, I've started you at the end.
Okay.
Or the later time, so we can come into the beginning.
All right.
We're going to end up in the air.
Okay.
The dead in Christ, meaning those bodies in the graves, will come out first when the Lord returns.
Okay.
But we're going to be all walking on air. That's what God has said was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not way over in Revelations. That's in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Jesus is returning. When's he returning, Rose? I don't know. And I don't think about that when. He said, just as you know the coming of a child, the signs of the coming of a child in the pregnancy of a mother, so shall you know the coming of the Lord.
Mm.
Just as you know the coming of the seasons.
Yes.
So will you know the signs of the coming of the Lord. So, you know, we're not going to get into the signs of the coming of the Lord today. We're going to get into how God wants you to walk neither poor or feeble.
Mm.
You know how I teach that.
Yes.
To walk in the prosperity blessings of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To walk in the goodness of God. Oh, here we go. Here's another prosperity teacher. No, I am a teacher of the love of the goodness of God. And if you put the foundation corners of this ministry and the foundation of the whole ministry down, it's L-O-V-E.
Love.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, and love, off of love comes healing. Off of love comes joy. Off of love comes peace. Off of love comes talking correctly. Off of love comes confidence. Off of love comes courage, strength, determination, diligence, glory to Father, truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes off of that.
Come here.
So why would I limit me and say, oh, we have a healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like, okay, we have a healing ministry?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. I have a the Lord has a ministry in this world, in my life. And it's a ministry of love through me.
Yes.
Oh, you bragging. Your website says it's jesusandrose.org. Beloved, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on him. Get it straight, okay? He is the one to brag on. Now let's look at Psalms 105:37. Psalms 105:37. I hope
He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe.
Let me see where that is. 105:37.
Yes.
Wow. Who did he bring forth? The children.
Children of Israel.
The children of Israel out of Egypt. And there was not one poor or feeble.
Amen.
These people were slaves, my dear. They were slaves, Pastor Larry, Amen. You know. And they were living under slavery for their whole lives and generations of lives.
Yes.
How many years?
Well, 400.
400 years. And God said, no more.
No more.
No more. And they came out of Egypt, not one feeble and not one poor.
Amen.
They had the wealth of Egypt on their donkeys and on their backs and on their bodies and carrying in their pots and wherever else they could carry it. And they were well and healthy. And off they go into the desert.
Just let me read it. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them.
People will be glad to see you go when you leave, not poor and feeble, because they're afraid of you.
Amen.
And I don't know that altogether and don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. They went into the desert rich and healthy.
Yes.
And they were complaining at the Red Sea. How are we going to get over here? We ought to go back to Egypt. At least there we knew what we had going.
Mm.
Isn't that what you've said a million times? Oh, I'll just go back to what I had before. Or I just want my marriage like it was before. No, you don't. No, you don't, honey. If the husband left and the wife left, whatever caused that to happen, you don't want what you had before, Pastor Larry.
Amen.
You want more and greater than what you had before. You want the greatness and goodness of God.
Amen.
And they were not sick or feeble or poor the whole time they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
Mm.
Okay, I used to live in the desert. Have you lived in the desert a long time ago?
Before I knew the word, I did.
Yes.
Stayed in it.
Yes. Well, I like to say it this way now. If you're in the cow poopy field, you'll have cow poopy on you. And if you have cow poopy on you, you may most likely start eating it. You'll eat the cow poopy. If you don't want to be in the cow poopy field, and you don't want cow poopy on you, leave the field. Run. Jump. As fast as you can, get out of the cow field. The cow field is despair, discouragement,
Amen.
Sorrow, grief, lack, anger, frustration, despair, discouragement, depression. That's cow poopy.
Amen.
Go ahead and read something else there. You got.
Well, I can't really find it in the scripture, but we're going to go back to they were complaining in the wilderness, and once they brought up, came to God and they were complaining. And what happened was God brought Moses and told him what they have spoken, they will have. So you have to worry about what you're speaking into your mind and what you're focusing on, because what you focus on is what you're going to have.
Thank you. Now, that leads me to ask you to share about your wife and her. When I first met you, years ago, how long had you been praying for her? She'd been diagnosed in dialysis, and she needed kidney transplant.
Well, what happened was my wife is a minister, and what happened is the enemy came upon us. And so she was taking dialysis for about 4 years. But what happened was I started praying the word of God, and all at once, she received a kidney. I used to pray Psalms 91. I know it by heart, all 16 verses. I prayed it so much by heart, I would pray that prayer to her every morning. And then all at once, I came to Rose and we prayed. And then all at once, we got a call within a week, and she got a kidney.
I said, Larry, thank the Lord she has the kidney.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Praise him, she has the kidney.
Right.
Don't ask anymore. Mm-hmm. If you're asking God for things like it's a question, if you're going and telling God you need, mm-hmm. you can't have, you got to have, mm-hmm. stop that and start praising him. It's done.
Amen.
Praise him. Yes, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No more.
Right.
And I remember the Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Thursday morning you
right,
called me
right.
and you said, we're going into the hospital.
Yes.
To get the kidney.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What a testimony.
And the best thing about this is my wife was 60 years old. And usually when you get that old, they don't give you a kidney.
Wow. Call us. Write us. We're going to make some offers to you on the broadcast here. I want you to order everything we're offering you. We want you to have it. We want you to learn to sow and to reap to the Lord through him here. We know the richness of the ground of his work here, but we know you're to sow to him first. Praise him with your seed, whether it's love or joy or money or time or courage or strength or whatever it is. We know that is the first thing you're to do. First is always him. First is always him.
Yes, Lord.
First is always him.
Yes, Lord.
First.
First.
And then you'll be mighty fine. We'll be back in just a minute. We love you. God bless you. This is Rose and Pastor Larry Mitchell. Love
you. From Champion Ministry.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Rose Ministries has got a lot of names,
yeah.
don't we? All right. We love you. See you in a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Thankful to have you with us, staying with us. And Pastor Larry, go ahead and let's get on with our message so we don't have our time thanking everybody.
Okay, then. Love one another with brotherly affection as a member of one family, giving and showing honor to one another.
Love one another mm-hmm. from?
It's Romans 12 and 10.
Yeah, read again.
Love one another with brotherly affection as a member of one family and showing honor to one another.
Yeah. Now, how do I do that with who's beating me up?
You have to love them.
Thank you. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've had times that I'm expected to love somebody in my family
mm-hmm.
and what they've done and how they've acted and how they've talked and how they've treated me was so hurtful.
Yes.
And I know that scripture. So I said, Lord, I don't love them. I don't like them. And so you're going to have to love them through me. And here's what happened. The Lord showed me, Larry, mm-hmm. which you've shown me a lot of this too. It is only God's love through us
yes.
that loves other people.
Yes.
It's only God through us that helps other people. It's only God through us. You get these big accolades, mm-hmm. awards that you've gone and done this, and mm-hmm. you've gone and done that, and mm-hmm. you fed 5,000, and you fed this, and you clothed this, and you built a school for this and an orphanage for that, and you're acting like you did something. Mm. And you're so proud of you. Mm-hmm. I've done all that. Mm-hmm. I've done all of that. God's made it clear. He works through us.
Amen.
For His glory.
For His glory.
And it's for His glory. And when it becomes all about Him, somebody's watching today. You've worked yourself to the bone. You may be in a church. You may have left a church building. And you've worked yourself to the bone to do God's work.
Amen.
And God is not unhappy about that, but He wants you to know you really worked hard on your own. And He wanted to do the work through you, but you needed to be approved of and pleasing and think you were pleasing somebody. I've done it. Have you done it?
Well,
years ago,
I might have. Yeah, I take that back. Years ago, before I knew what really counted in life.
Yes.
God's blessing
yes.
counts a lot.
I'm now to the place, and I want you to come to the place watching, where you don't need to be approved anymore. You don't need to be accepted. You don't need to be what everybody thinks you ought to be. You are who God says you are.
Amen.
Somebody said to me one day, I sure hope I didn't offend you. And I said, you can't. You can't offend me because I'm not offendable.
No more.
You can't offend me. When somebody writes in, Rose, you need to dress better. You need to have a suit on and you need to fix your hair. And, you know, honey, this is it. I'm the farm girl and the mountain girl from Eastern Kentucky and Italian. And, hey, Mia Bella, beautiful. The hair is the hair. It ain't going to change. Are you going to change your color?
No.
And I'm not going to change my hair. And I'm not going to change my Italian upbringing either. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather taught me, because he had to learn, he didn't want anybody to know he's Italian in America. Now, how's he going to do that? He spoke Italian and he had an Italian accent. But he wouldn't say he's Italian. And then he learned he is, and that's who he is.
Amen.
Well, we're children of the Lord God Almighty. And the nationality that we come from has nothing to do with the lineage of the bloodline of Jesus. Mm. We are who He says we are.
Amen.
You are who God says you are. Mm-hmm. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to work it out. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to fight the battles. You don't have to be approved. You were approved in Jeremiah. Mm. Jeremiah says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, and I approved you as my messenger, my spokesman to the world.
Amen.
And you know, God don't care about messengers and spokesmen, how pudgy they are or old. I want you to step in here, but I had somebody say to me years ago at 60, I'm not that now, you mean you're going into ministry of your own, from ministry with other people for 40 years, now you're going to do ministry on your own at 60? I said, what's that mean?
Moses started at 80.
What's the problem? And now God has us doing things now at our age now. Now you're, what, am I allowed to mention your age? I don't even know.
I'm 66.
It. 66. And I don't care to mention my age, but I'm not going to because I have fun with everybody trying to guess it. But I am not I'm going to be limited by my age and being approved. And being correct and speaking correctly and having the correct grammar and the correct language and the correct this. And, you know, the word says, it's written in so many translations, King James, New King James, Amplified, New Living Translation,
Message.
The Message Translation, God's Word Translation. And Jesus spoke Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. He didn't speak King James. And I know you got some King James folks watching. Oh, that's the only Bible. No, it is not. If you want to know the true meaning of the word, study the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. And don't be worrying about being approved.
Amen.
Glory to God. God wants us to go forth neither poor or feeble. And I guess we're going to talk about that in the next little segment today. How Moses took the children out of Egypt, not poor or feeble, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that right? Okay. And we're going to thank God today that you are approved as his spokesman, his messenger to the world. Now it's time to step up, beloved. It's time. It's time for you to say, yes, Father, do with me as you please. Take me where you please. Give me all you have. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Larry, you've been 4 years with the ministry now, and I've gained more from you being with the ministry than you've gained in being with the ministry. But anyway, you know the Bible verses backwards and forwards, not because you've memorized them, mm-hmm. but because you have them in your heart.
Amen. I believe that Romans 11:29 says, all the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. That means that you came here with a gift and calling in your life.
Yes. Before you were in your mother's womb.
Before you was in your... God had already placed you here for your gift and callings to come out so it can benefit his kingdom.
You were known by God before your mother's womb.
Before
Genesis and
before the foundation of the world.
Before the universe. The universities, no, before the universes, you were known by God in his heart, and he knew you as perfect in his image.
Amen.
And that doesn't require approval.
Nope.
And this feeble business, if I don't have Medicare, Medicaid, if I don't have government hospitalization or whatever, I'll never make it, I have $1,000 a month medicine bill. God makes a way when there is no other way.
Amen.
And he's made a way. He's made the way. He continuously makes the way, no matter what. You've made mistakes. You've done things you shouldn't have done. You wish you hadn't have done. You hope you never do again. God doesn't know what that was. That was yesterday.
Amen.
And when the children of Israel left Egypt, and went into the desert to go to the promised land, he didn't treat them as slaves. He didn't treat them as in slavery mentality. They went in there thinking like that. Oh, we can't. Oh, we shouldn't. Oh, we better not. Oh, no. And it says, and God says, I went before you as a cloud by day and a fire by night. Mm-hmm. The desert is the hottest places on the earth in the day.
Mm.
And the cloud by day covered them and kept them from the heat.
Amen.
And the fire by night, the desert is the coldest place on the earth at night.
Amen.
And by night, they were warmed by the fire and protected from anything coming into the camp.
That's the way God is going to do you, has done you, the same way.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter approval.
No.
Well, what else are we going to talk about? That's enough, isn't it?
That's enough.
God is unlimited. He's not lacking.
Yes.
We don't even have enough time today to talk about all this. We got a minute on here. I'm seeing the clock go. I want you to watch the program offers. Nate has blessed us, our producer, with these beautiful CDs and DVDs of every broadcast of the ministry since 2006. And he's put them into collections, a series. And this one has Strong Mountain on it and Take the Plunge. And it's called Collection Number 30, right, Nate? And if you'll order that, we're going to send that to you. We want you to sow and sow generously to the Lord through his work here, his rich ground. But write or call and let us know you want this DVD. Strong Mountain and Take the Plunge, collection number 30. And if you don't remember what it is, just call and say, I want something you all have. And we know how to send it to
Amen.
You. Amen. Then tell them about this book to call about.
Oh, Stop Talking Crazy. Well, watch what you say. Life and death is in the power
yes,
of the tongue.
Yes, thank you, Father.
They say in these last days that everyone would be speaking like their father. They would say only the scriptures.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Now we're going to give them this book.
Yes.
Have we lost our minds here?
Well, anyway, this book right here, The Prayers, is one thing I've grown from this ministry is I used to pray prayers and not thanking God for what it's already done.
Thank you.
And this one thing that this ministry enforces upon you to start thanking God for things already done in your life.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the 30-day
champion
in you.
Year.
This is it. We've run out of time. This is it. Genesis to Revelation, scriptures, praises, stories, encouragements, lifting you up, principles of love and power. Eight different ones from the Word of God all the way through the destiny of you, which is Jesus.
Amen.
I love you. I want you to have everything we've got. We've got so many wonderful things for you. I've been so blessed with the Lord to allow me to have these things for you that He's shown me. He's done through me. So call right, sow your seed so generously, so joyfully, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rose, you're Pastor Larry. Yes.
Amen. Larry
I spoke for him. That wasn't probably a good thing. But he is a glorious man of God with this ministry. And if you need him or need me, you just give us a call. We will praise the Lord with you and watch God move in your life. Love you so much. See you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.